When people come in, we want to know that this is a forever home. That's what our goal is. We want each and every one of these cats and kittens and dogs, we want every one of them to go to a forever home.
Sometimes our animal friends become lost or are injured. Occasionally they are abandoned. Who will help these gentle beings when they are in need? Hello and welcome to Animal World, our co-inhabitants. On today's program, we visit the British Columbia Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, or BCSPCA, a benevolent Canadian organization dedicated to protecting and enhancing the lives of animals. Through its 36 branches that are located all across the province, the Society provides a wide range of services to almost 40,000 domestic, farm, and wild animals annually. To find out more about this caring organization, we visited one of its branches in Kelowna, British Columbia, Canada, and met with the manager, Dr. Jim Inglis. Dr. Inglis was a practicing veterinarian for 30 years prior to becoming a branch manager for the Society. He now highlights the group's key activities.
That we do deals with most facets of animal health and welfare. We deal with investigations into cruelty. We look after animals that have been surrendered. We look after animals that have been abandoned. So we look after their medical and their social needs and all of their veterinary care.
The Kelowna branch operates a shelter where many animals are housed and cared for until they can be placed in permanent or forever homes.
In this building, we would house around 90 cats. We probably have 20 cats out in what we call foster care. They may be sick or too young to adopt, so we'll put them into foster care. In foster care, we have people that very much love to have an animal, but they can't have them full-time, so look after them for a short period of time and then return them to the shelter so that we can have them out for adoption. And that applies to dogs and cats.
The Society takes great care to ensure that the people wanting to adopt an animal companion from the shelter will look after them for the remainder of their life.
When people come in, we want to know that this is a forever home. This coming in and out of a shelter just isn't good for them. Now, if you own your own home, we readily make adoption available to you. However, if you're a renter, we have to talk to your landlord to ensure that you can have this pet.
Alan Sterling cares for many of the animals at the Kelowna shelter. Some animals who are brought in experience a great deal of anxiety and stress because they have been moved away from their previous home.
You've got to understand that the animals that end up in here are placed here by their previous guardians. And when an animal is brought in here, its stress level is so high its natural behavior is inhibited. We have one cat who would not come out from under his blanket. He just hid there 24/7.
Alan fell in love with this cat, adopted him, and took him home.
And I started working with the cat, and he is probably the friendliest cat we have. The minute you walk in the door, he's beside you. As soon as you open the door with the coffee in the morning, he's there and he's up on the bed. And he just rolls over to be stroked and petted. And that's just one example. It's patience and it's time and it's compassion for the animal.
In addition to aiding injured, lost or abandoned animals and finding them compassionate homes, the Society operates several programs designed to promote better understanding and more loving relations between humans and animals.
we have several different groups within the BCSPCA. We have an advocacy group that speak for the welfare of animals. We have Elizabeth Blake in our shelter, and she'll do 60, 70 presentations to schools a year. So she'll come in and bring a cat or a rabbit, and she goes to the school, and she talks about how you handle them, how you look after them, and how young people should be responsible for them. We have a summer camp program that is just across the road here, and the kids come in and they tour through the shelter. They learn about animals and their welfare and how you look after them.
As a result of the effects of climate change, the city of Kelowna has been experiencing long periods of extreme heat and drought. This past summer, several raging fires suddenly started in the area, and the society and other rescue organizations began working around the clock to save animals from behind fire evacuation lines. When we return, we will learn more about how the society nurtured many animals who were either injured or trapped because of these fires. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, as we continue our interview with Dr. Jim Inglis, manager of the Kelowna branch of the British Columbia Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. The Society is a benevolent organization dedicated to protecting and enhancing the lives of animals and cares for almost 40,000 injured and abandoned animals every year. When fires began throughout British Columbia this past summer, members of the group work continuously to assist animals in need.
Your team has rescued more than 300 animals, from horses to pets, from the wildfire. Could you please share a little bit about the rescue mission?
The fire started on Saturday afternoon. It was extremely hot. It was probably in the high 30s. A large number of people were away from their home and down at the beach. So the fire started in around a residential area, and right away the police and the fire department cordoned off the area, so people were unable to return home. So we had a large number of animals left at home, either outside, inside, and people were just desperate to get back to them. So we set up a command center on the west side where we had our constables along with some volunteers going into the homes, doing searches of the homes, bringing animals out. In some cases, we had 270-gallon aquariums that we couldn't bring out, so we were in there feeding the fish.
Animals of all types were affected by the intense fires.
We had flocks of chickens that we would go in and ensure they had food and water. Other times, we would be bringing animals out, and we brought out about 300 animals. So that included horses, goats, there were some chickens, large number of dogs, cats, we had a tarantula, and we had cockatoos, a number of birds. So we had a couple of rabbits. You name it, we seemed to bring them out. So some animals we kept here, some animals we were able to send back.
Many animals experienced a great deal of trepidation as a result of the fires.
Because animals are readily stressed when they're away from their families and away from their homes, especially when a stranger comes in, scoops you up, grabs you up, and takes you away.
Alan Sterling recalls one particularly touching story about a kitten who, against all odds, survived the fire.
Monday evening, I got a request from a homeowner whose house had been burnt down to look for her 7-month-old kitten called Star, who she hadn't seen and never had a chance to get back to look for it. So I went up to the site, and the house was indeed burnt down. All that was left was a brick chimney.
Mr. Sterling did not believe that a kitten could have survived the smoke and heat of such a blaze. However, he decided to search for her.
This cat answered to meow meow. So if you can imagine the scenario, everything round about me is burnt. The ground's still smouldering, and I'm wandering about saying meow meow, not thinking I'd ever find this kitten. But I heard this meow, this little squeak. So I followed the sound of the squeak and eventually saw the cat under a half-burnt bush. And I got down on my hands and knees and crawled in beside the cat and held it and talked to it and brought her back to the shelter.
Dr. Inglis describes the joy of Star's caregiver when she was reunited with the beautiful kitten.
Her house had burnt in the fire. She had lost absolutely everything. And we phoned her, and she came down, and she was absolutely ecstatic. The cat was such a joy to her. It was really nice to see that out of the embers comes some wonderful gifts.
When Supreme Master Ching Hai learned of the great suffering endured by the animals as a result of the British Columbia wildfires, she kindly sent a contribution of $5,000 for their care. One of our Canadian Association members presented the check to Dr. Jim Inglis.
On behalf of Supreme Master Ching Hai, we would like to give you a check for $5,000.
Oh, wow.
And we would also like to convey our sincere appreciation for the BCSPCA and people like you and the volunteers who have gone through so many challenges to help all these animals and protect them and help them.
Thank you very, very much. That's most generous.
Dr. Inglis was also presented with Supreme Master Ching Hai's international number one best-selling books, The Dogs in My Life, The Birds in My Life, and The Noble Wilds.
Thank you very much.
We thank Dr. Jim Inglis, Alan Sterling, and all the other staff members and volunteers with the British Columbia Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals who so generously care for our animal friends in need. And a special thanks to Supreme Master Ching Hai, whose love and compassion for all animals is an inspiration to all. For more details on the British Columbia Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, please visit www.spca.bc.ca. Thank you for joining us today on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. Coming up next is enlightening entertainment, following noteworthy news here on Supreme Master Television. May we always be mindful of the welfare of our animal friends.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/AW.